Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, who is the Savior of sinners. If you are a sinner, whether you want to recognize it or not or acknowledge it, you are indeed a sinner because God says you are. He says that all have sinned, and if you've sinned, you are a sinner. And if you say you haven't sinned, then you're calling God a liar. And the Scriptures say that let God be true and every man a liar. And God, who knows everything, knows who you are, and He knows that you cannot stand and say that you have never sinned, because He knows what you are. You were born of Adam's race, and all who are born through that line are sinners. You were born of the seed of man, you are a sinner. That's plain and simple, cut and dry, no questions asked. The Lord declares that. The Lord Jesus was born of the seed of the woman, and He had no sin. He never was a sinner. He never did sin. And therefore, because He did not sin, and He lived a perfect life, and He is perfect, was perfect, He is able to offer up that righteousness unto God and put that righteousness to our account, our being all who will put their faith and trust in Christ. And He imputes His righteousness to our account and imputes our sin on His account. And because He had no sin, He can take our sin unto Himself, pay the penalty in full and die, and then get up from being dead because He Himself had no sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21, that He became sin for us, though He Himself had no sin. He is not a sinner. But the iniquity of us all was laid upon Him. Now there indeed is the faith, the direction, the place in which you should put your hope on the righteousness of Christ, because God will receive you as you put your faith in the finished work of Christ. For this is what God said He did. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us. Now He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Now in Christ, God sees us not as sinners, but He sees us, He sees the righteousness of Christ. When Christ took our place, God saw the substitutionary death of Christ and sees that as our payment in full for sin. And by looking to Jesus, God will remember your sins and your iniquities no more. He even blots them out as a thick cloud. He hides them behind His back, cast them as far as the east is from the west. And He chooses to remember them no more. It's not that He forgets them. It's a choice on the part of God that He will remember sins no more. Have you put your faith and trust in Christ? Have you looked to Him? Have you acknowledged your sinful state? Now, I'm not asking you to name your sins. I'm asking you to accept God's truth that you are a sinner. The reason why you have sins put to your account is because you are a sinner. The reason why an apple tree produces apples is because it's an apple tree. The reason why a man sins is because he's a sinner. The reason why a woman sins is because she's a sinner. So if you have that one sin, if you name one, the reason why you have that one is because you're a sinner. And only the Lord can forgive you for that sin, for being a sinner, rather. And if you will come to Him as a sinner, He will cleanse you. Father, we do ask for Your blessings upon this message, this invitation today, and we pray for Thy power. Amen. Now, Let's go on and continue in the book of Genesis in chapter 22. How that we were looking at Abraham offering up his son unto God. The Lord asked him to bring his son whom he loved. And we saw that ten times in this book, the Lord said to Abraham, he talks about his son. It's very clear then what Abraham is to offer up unto the Lord. When Isaac asked the Lord, he said, Father, I see the wood, I see the fire, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Now Abraham knew that the Lord had said to him, verse 2 of chapter 22, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Now notice, Isaac didn't know what Abraham was going to do. Isaac didn't know why his father was taking him and his servants and the donkey and the offering of the wood and the fire. Remember, we told you that the reason why they had to carry fire was because they didn't have, they would take coals and they had a little vessel in which they put the coals and then started a fire and burned the offering. He didn't tell his son who or they were going to. He just, the son saw the wood and the fire. But one thing as far as he was concerned was the missing of the burnt offering, the lamb for the burnt offering. And Abraham answers him in verse 8, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And Abraham was willing to follow the Lord. He was willing to trust the Lord with his very choices, his very most treasured part in his life, and that was his son, Isaac, a child of his old age, the child of promise, the one they had been waiting for so long, the focus of their entire lives after they had received the promise and been led out of the Ur of the Chaldees. When he started on that journey, leaving the Ur of the Chaldees at the age of 75, Sarah, age of 65, being promised that they were going to be the head of a great nation. They had been focusing on this. And now the Lord says to him, bring your son, your only son, whom you love, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And you remember we saw in verse 3 that Abraham had a difficult task to do. He did not wait until late in the day and dragging on. The scriptures say he got up early in the morning. He got up early in the morning and got underway with his difficult task. And when you have something that is very weighty for you to do, don't delay. Get started right away. When the Spirit of God speaks to your heart about something that you need to fix, the longer you talk about it, the longer you debate about it, the longer you justify the action, the more difficult it is for you to get things right, and the less likely you are to follow the Holy Spirit of God in those matters. So Abraham got up early in the morning and went on and did what the Lord said to him. And now he has to, again, clarify his choice, the decision that he's made. Are you really going to go through with this? His father, the son said, now, Father, I see the fire and I see the wood, but where's the lamb? And Abraham didn't say, son, I just don't, I can't tell you that. No, he didn't say that. He showed his faith in God. He said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Now, the Lord Jesus in John 1:29, this is what John said when he saw the Lord Jesus coming. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb of God's choice. He is going to take away the sin of the world. Remember when the children of Israel were getting ready to depart from Egypt, the Lord told them to sprinkle blood over the doorposts and over the side posts, the lintels of the door, and that when he saw the blood, he would pass over them, the Passover. That's exactly what he was to do. The Lord said to him, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The blood is to be a covering, but now here is one to take away your sin." So the blood covered the sin, and God no longer remembered it. But now he is ready to put away the sin of all, for all the ages of those who have trust in him. The Lamb, the Lord will provide himself. He will provide for himself a lamb, and he will provide himself as the lamb. You see, the holiness that God demands, only God can meet. The righteousness that God demands, only God can provide in himself in the person of Jesus Christ. If you're trying to please God with your own righteousness, you have failed miserably. You've fallen short, far short. You'll never reach heaven that way. The only way you'll ever please God is to accept the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Accept his righteousness as yours, as God paying for the sin debt, paying for the sinner, you, me. Verse 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. Now notice this. Here are things that he has to do. Remember, Isaac had asked, "Father, I see the wood, I see the fire, and now here's the altar." Now, Father, he didn't ask any more questions. We don't have it recorded for us. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar of wood. Remember, we showed you this was a type of Christ. He did not utter a word when he was on that cross of saying, "Lord, I trusted you," or "Lord, I don't want to be dying for these sinners." No, as a lamb led to the slaughter, he opened not his mouth. He did ask, "My Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" Now, this is something he'd never known. From all eternity, eternity didn't start. God didn't start. God always has been. Christ Jesus the Lord was always with the Father. Christ the Messiah was always with God. Now he took on a body, became Jesus the Savior, and he shall save his people from their sin. That's what he did. But he had never been separated. And when he became sin for us, he was separated from God in an instant. Forsaken of God, rejected by man, mocked and cruelly entreated by wicked men. And yet he opened not his mouth. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Isaac here portrays Christ. He helps his father. He presents himself, submits himself to his father's will. And we'll stop at this point and start on the next verse on the next time, Lord willing. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy great love. We thank thee for thy great mercy. We thank thee, Lord, for this example of Christ's love for us and of God's love for the Son. We ask for thy blessings upon the message, and may someone be turned from darkness unto light and from the power of Satan unto God. We ask in Jesus' name these things and for his sake. Amen. I invite you to join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord bless you.